Peter Van Onselen is TEN's political editor and a columnist with The Australian. Good morning to you.
G'day, Hamish. You've got to love that. A temporary visa is a privilege, not a right. It turns out citizenship's a privilege, not a right as well, at least at this point in time, isn't it?
It is a particularly sticky situation, you would have thought, for a minister like Alex Hawke, who's got both immigration in his portfolio but also citizenship. Mm. It's pretty clear that, although he says it's not the broad view of the Indian-Australian community, that some within it believe that this is a particularly targeted decision. Is it overreach by the government, do you think?
I think it is overreach, but I am going to be interested to see whether that is the way it politically plays out when we see opinion polls over the next couple of weeks.
Because you think it'll be popular?
Well, there's always the risk, in my view, risk that it is popular, just as tough border policies state by state were popular, just as tough refugee policies in their day were popular as well. So that's what the government, I think, at least initially thought would be the case. But the backlash looks to me to be more than just simply a commentariat backlash. The Indian community, migrant communities writ large, seem pretty upset about this. And it's easy to forget there's a lot of conservative migrant communities which traditionally support the coalition side of politics, and they're in uproar about this. So that could well be the backlash that really makes a difference.
I know Alex Hawke wasn't particularly keen to be drawn on the specifics of a timeline here, but even if Howard Springs is increased in capacity, even if it's used solely for bringing people back from India, there's something like 9,000 Australians saying they want to get home. This is not something that's going to be dealt with over the course of May, even if by the 15th of May the government gets rid of the ban. I mean, we're talking about many months.
Yeah, at the very least many months, and that's if all goes well. And that's also if there's not calls for other, you know, communities around the world to have a similar repatriation process. It is interesting though, isn't it, Hamish, because I'm not sure that they were originally considering repatriation. You know, we had this midnight press release go out, which was about talking tough and reminding people about something that they didn't really need reminding unless their aim was to talk tough. But now here they are in the backflip territory where you've got the Prime Minister saying we're not going to enforce that law anyway, and we're now putting on or looking to put on repatriation flights. So that strikes me as a band-aid solution that has been evolving in the recent days rather than in recent months, when the pandemic's been going for as long as it has and there have been growing calls from experts for designated quarantine beyond hotel quarantine.
Is there any sign beyond what they're doing now around Howard Springs that the government is moving to any other expanded national quarantine facilities? I mean, the Holton Review recommended it in October last year. If you speak to members of the federal government, they say, well, actually, we need the states to be willing to increase their capacity for hotel quarantine. Are we just still stuck in this argument between the Commonwealth and the states, or is there any sign that as the pandemic drags on, we'll actually be able to have surge capacity?
I think we're largely stuck in this standoff argument between the Commonwealth and the states. You've got little breakouts, for example, the Commonwealth being praiseworthy about the Victorian potential solution that's getting put forward, but then being critical of what's being suggested by the Wagner family up in Queensland. So it's a bit patchy on that front, but I think the broader point on this, exactly as you point out, experts have been increasingly lining up to say that we need designated quarantine beyond hotel quarantine, acknowledging, by the way, that we were world leading when we moved to hotel quarantine originally, and it also had an economic value for those hotels. But we've moved past that in the global pandemic, and we had moved past that some time ago in the advice of experts, but little has happened to actually really materially make it happen beyond Howard Springs.
Peter Van Onselen, thank you very much.
Good to chat.
That's TEN's political editor and a columnist with The Australian and a professor of politics at Griffith University and the University of WA.